Joining us, legendary New Zealand director, writer, actor, it is Taika Waititi. Hello, Taika.
Oh, hi, how are you? I thought you were going to say Peter Jackson.
I'm very well. How are you?
Good, very good, thank you. I'm in Los Angeles.
Oh, over in Los Angeles, currently working on a very small art house film, I believe.
Yeah, independent film about a Norse anti-hero, really. You know, he's just a guy down on his luck. He's like a bit of a he has one tool, a hammer, and he just goes around trying to fix people's problems. it's a small indie thing, and yeah, independent cinema isn't dead. You know.
We've
got to get people to see this film when it comes out.
Yeah, exactly. I have got a couple of questions on that, but I'll come to that. Let's talk Wilder People, Hunt for the Wilder People, because it's out on DVD. It's out on Netflix right at the moment. I showed my wife the film a couple of nights ago, and, well, it's an accolade, Taika. She told me it was the greatest film she's seen this year.
Oh, wow. When did you show her? A week ago?
Yeah, Tuesday.
Oh, okay. So we're only like 10 days in, aren't we?
Yeah, just a little. Yeah,
but it's good though. She doesn't usually like films.
No, she doesn't usually like films.
She was showing her on December the 31st, but you probably wouldn't have got that, that review.
You must be so proud of that film because it's just so charming and so beautiful and so funny. You must be so proud of it.
I'm very proud of it. It's like the little film that no one believed in, including me, that just went out into the world and did its thing. It proved us all wrong. There's a child that I thought, oh, you're not my favourite child. I was like my other children more. But I love you kind of equally, but I don't know about you. I don't really know what you're going to do. And then it went out and it got a law degree and it did really well and it became a member of the UN and it saved lives and it did all those cool things and entertained people. It didn't save any lives, that film. Didn't save lives yet.
there's the characters in there, I think, is what makes it, and it's just a perfect character comedy. I think my favourite character, apart from the minister, of course, I think my favourite character has to be the child protection officer. That is a work of genius.
Paula Hall. Yeah, she's played by Rachel House, who's been in all my films, and she's a good friend of mine, and I've managed to, and even with this new film with Thor, I managed to put her in that as well. If I love someone, and I'm very loyal, you'll find. now that we're friends, you'll find out about me. I'm very loyal, and I'll never forget.
That's good news.
You're good to me.
Oh, great news. I'm happy
so
about
you
that.
You make sure you're good to me in this interview.
I'll try my best, Taika. I'll try my best.
We're both huge fans of What We Do in the Shadows and Eagle versus Shark.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And just wanted to know why you decided to do a film about vampires.
Well, Jermaine and I had the idea in 2005. And at that point, vampires weren't very cool. I mean, they're still not cool. Vampires are never really cool.
No.
Think about it. But no one was doing vampire films. The only films out were like Blade 2 and Underworld 1. And and we thought, well, now's the time to strike because no one's really expecting more vampire films. So let's start writing. And then it took us 7 years to write the script. So and in that time, about 400 other vampire movies were made. And by the time we got around to shooting it, it was kind of the vampires definitely were not cool anymore. And I guess in a way, it was an even better time to make the film. It was right, when people were so sick of vampire movies that it was like the perfect time to have the ultimate uncool vampire film.
I suppose, I mean, everybody probably, it was such a cult hit and it was really, really popular. Is it something that you will revisit at some point? Were you looking to do another? Maybe on the werewolves, the swearwolves?
We are, exactly, yeah. We want to do one, a mockumentary following the werewolves, following Rhys Darby's character and Stu from Shadows as he becomes a werewolf. And I guess that transition period, really, when you've been bitten and you're just learning the ropes and just the kind of support network that has to be in place for new werewolves as they start becoming those once a month monsters.
Once a month monsters. I do want to ask you, my daughter's favourite soundtrack album at the moment is Moana, and when I told her on my way in, I told her that I'm going to be interviewing the man that wrote Moana, and she was like, okay, can you put Shiny on, please? she wasn't that impressed, but I mean, how did you get involved in that? Because that was it's a beautiful Disney film.
Yeah, I actually was the first writer on there, and I wrote for about a couple, maybe one or two drafts back in 2012, and then I had a decision to make. I had to decide whether to go and to live in Burbank in Los Angeles, which, if you've been to Burbank, it's not a place where you really want to spend every day of your life. And I'd choose between doing that and writing the rest, to remain writing on the film, or to go off and make what we do in the shadows. And so I chose the more fun option for me, which was to make a movie with my friends about being a vampire. And so I left that project then, and then they've obviously had like four or five writers since then, and so that was my involvement. They were looking for an authentic voice of the Pacific, and they ended up getting me.
That's the voice.
It's probably a good thing I left the project, really.
I don't know. I think if there could have been maybe a Taika Waititi cameo in there, that would have been pretty cool.
Oh yeah, no, I don't. But don't think I didn't try.
And now Isabel has got a question for you about that small art house film that you're currently doing at the moment, and I've recorded it. She's 4.5 years old. Here it is. Here's Isabel with her big question. Here we go.
What happens in Thor?
There we go. It's quite simple, Taika. What happens in Thor?
What happens in Thor? Well, it's a very open question, isn't it? I could make the answer as small. I could say not much, or I could just like really go into the synopsis. There was an official synopsis released. I have to really watch myself because I've signed about 20. NDA?
Non-disclosure. Yeah.
So I can't really talk too much about it because I'll mouth off something and I'll just and it'll reveal too much, and then the fans online will go crazy and I'll say, what do you mean? what do you mean Barney the dinosaur is part of the film? And me maybe, or he may not be, and I can't confirm or deny anything. But I can tell you that it's a great cosmic adventure with Thor and the Incredible Hulk. If you could please pass that on to Isabel. Thor and the Incredible Hulk team up and have an adventure together, then does she know who the Incredible Hulk is?
She does, actually. She was asking about him today.
My daughter loves the Hulk.
Yeah.
She's 4. Well, how old's your daughter?
4.5.
Oh, same. With my mind, she's 4.5 too.
Oh, really?
Gotta get them together.
See, we're like best mates already, Tiger. We're best mates.
We're best mates. She could, your daughter could choose one of the characters, Thor or Hulk, and my one could be the other one.
That would be cool.
They could go have a little cosmic adventure together.
I'm just like, I'm in heaven right at the moment.
Well, you email Polly and then we'll sort that out.
I will do.
Were you, because the Marvel films are so huge, were you excited or were you intimidated at the prospect of getting on board with Thor?
I was excited, and then I thought, knowing me, I'll get bored pretty quick, so I just kind of keep it exciting for myself. And luckily, the whole thing moves at a clip, and there's it's not much time to, but it's a huge film. You don't get a lot of time to sort of sit and think, and so you're always on your toes. And I was never really intimidated because I felt like I made friends with all the actors, and when we were shooting, it was much like how I shoot my other films, which is with my friends. And you just sort of you mess about and you throw lines at each other and you kind of have a laugh and you try and come up with the best ideas and the best jokes and the best way to get through the scene. And it's very similar to the way that I've always worked, except that there's 400 people standing around instead of 30 people, which is what I'm used to. The crew is the big thing. It's the scale of the whole machine is a lot bigger.
You've also done these wonderful little things, these, I suppose, vignettes, I don't know what you'd call them, with the Team Thor, the one that came out a couple of days ago. I think it's going to be on a DVD of Doctor Strange, I'm not sure. But these are just getting everybody really excited about it, especially having the hammer in a baby chair.
Oh, yeah. See, that's a classic example of why you don't let me go on social media and do stuff, because that's probably what's going to be revealed. Probably ruin that gag, which was just in the. It's probably going to be in that next Thor and Daryl piece that comes out.
No, really.
yeah,
it's a good guy.
But there will be yeah. So there's one coming out on the Doctor Strange DVD, and I actually think it's funnier than the first one, personally.
Really.
Okay. But that's just me. I've got a terrible sense of humour.
Now I've got something to put to you, Taika. I'm quite into Marvel, but I'm more of a Star Wars geek than I am a Marvel geek, and I'm just thinking Taika Waititi doing a Star Wars spin-off, maybe the Obi-Wan Kenobi film, or even the normal saga. I think that would be just perfect combination.
I'd love to do an Obi-Wan film. I think it should be a little bit like Lawrence of Arabia.
Oh,
just a quest. Obi-Wan on a quest during a big war, and he could kind of be taken in by not the Bedouin, but like some Jawas or something. And I don't know. I'm just getting these images now. You said that, you know. I'm a very receptive person, and you've just fed me these things, and I've got this whole story now building inside my head. The Obi-Wan Kenobi story.
You're getting me too excited now.
I've got to go and start writing it now.
Well, make sure you put a part in it for Reese.
Star Wars.
Make sure you put a part in it for Reese Darby, because, I mean, realistically, you'd save you a lot of money. He can bring his own sound effects.
That's true.
Exactly. It's true. He would be a good Obi-Wan, wouldn't he? Maybe Obi-Wan's brother.
Maybe. Some sort of bounty hunter. I could see Reese Darby as some sort of bounty hunter. Not a very good one.
Not a good one. No, he'd get distracted.
Yeah.
By nature and things, and by sunsets, and by the landscapes, the amazing landscapes.
Taika, so with Thor, obviously we're looking forward to seeing it. It's at the end of the year. Whereabouts are you in the process at the moment? Is all the filming done? Whereabouts actually in the process are you?
Well, we're editing at the moment, so we've shot all the pictures, and then we're cutting them all together to see if they make sense. And no comment on how that's going.
Okay. and what was it like directing Jeff Goldblum?
Well, it's not so much directing, it's more you just sort of talk to him, and there happens to be a camera in the room as well. He's an incredible specimen, Jeff. Very, very kind and generous and gentle, and he's otherworldly.
It's
perfect for the role that he played, an otherworldly being.
Well, listen, Taika, we're gonna let you go because you're an unbelievably busy man. Good luck with Thor. Will the people
you
out on
TV? Believe it. Unbelievably busy. So busy you wouldn't believe it. If I told you, no one would believe it.
Will the people's out at the moment on DVD. It's also streaming right now on Netflix. And, of course, we're looking forward to the new Star Wars spin-off with Taika at the helm. That'll be amazing. Thank you. Taika.
No, I'm just going to do the Jawa movie.
Do you need that? Star
Wars.
Jarbles. Taika Waititi, thank you so much for joining us on Radio Yorkshire.
Thank you, Radio Yorkshire. And thank you, guys.